Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Effort goes a long way. Talent without effort is wasted talent. Know what I mean?
I do. Oh, is this, these are the boys?
No, this is, harder, better, faster, stronger.
So it is Def Punk.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not boys. Are they men?
They're men. French men. Found out that Prodigy played their own instruments in concert, so they're musicians. I don't know what Daft Punk did in concert. They pushed buttons and music came out. I'm a huge fan of them, but the harder I try to make the argument that they were a band of musicians, the more it doesn't necessarily sound quote-unquote right to me.
I want to try and make you feel better about it, but I don't know how.
There's no way to. After work is over. Let's take a couple of calls as we get ready for Tracy McGrady to join us. I'm very excited about this chat. And his restaurant concept opening up in my adopted hometown of Lakeland, Florida. Next week. This week. Drew Gobble Live. Hello, who are you?
Me? Are you speaking to me?
I am. What's your name?
Yay. Hi, I'm Tiffany. How are you?
Hey, Tiffany, real well. I like how excited you are. Your energy is infectious.
Yay. Well, I have a question kind of along these lines. So do you think all musicians can be considered artists?
Oh.
Because that term gets thrown around so often. And there are times when I'm listening to music and it's like, is this really art? You know?
Well,
do you understand where I'm going?
Well, I definitely do. Art is a very subjective term.
Yes.
Is someone an artist because he submerges a crucifix in a glass of urine, a very controversial art piece called P-I-S-S Christ from a couple of decades ago? Is that art? I don't know. If someone looks at it and thinks that's art, then it's art.
Remember, didn't somebody tape a banana to the wall a few years ago, and it was people traveled from all over the world to come see it?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know,
stupid art, in your opinion,
but some other person might find it conceptually genius.
Yeah, I will say this, and maybe this is a swerve.
Uh-huh.
Although I'm hesitant to call Daft Punk full-blown musicians, I would definitely call them artists. I would call them, I mean, they're making computer art. I mean, if I get on my, if I get on the little paint program and I, you know, draw a picture of my dog, I've created art.
So you're putting your computer drawn pictures of Brody on the same level as Daft Punk.
Saying is just because my medium was a computer doesn't make me less of an artist.
I get that.
Now, don't get me wrong. If I paint that same picture of my dog and I say, hey, look, I'm a musician, then we're going to have a problem. But for still art.
So it's a very subjective term, my dear. Do you think that Daft Punk, you think they're musicians?
Yes, I do. It's not my, I'm not really into the electronic type of music. I do prefer more of the guitar, the drums, the bass.
Hey, I don't want to cut you off, but our special guest is on hold right now. So I'm sorry. I don't mean to kick you in the ass. Okay, thank you for understanding. Yeah, I don't want to make her feel like she's less important.
Well, you know, well, I mean,
but she is.
I mean,
if we're being honest here.
Well, I mean, just to the show and what's been
did I get up this morning and wear a pair of sneakers with that collar's image on it? No, I did not.
I put on
my T-Mac 3s.
By the way, whenever you have a free second, I check out the Bone social media. Drew, very excited about this interview, and that's depicted in the video that went up on social media.
Well, and here's why. I grew up in Orlando. I moved there in 78 and lived there until 2011. I was a Magic fan. I loved the personalities, the various ones that would come our way, Shaq, Penny, my friend Nick Anderson, and others. And I've never quite seen a player like Tracy McGrady. And when we got the honor of talking to Tracy McGrady about his restaurant coming up, I said, I am getting in the zone. I'm going to get my T-Mac bobblehead from 2002, 2003. I'm going to put my T-Mac 3s on, and I'm going to go to work, number one. What up, Tracy?
Hey, man, y'all know how to introduce a guest. I'll tell you that much. I appreciate it, boys. How y'all doing today?
Man, we're real good. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate the time, and congratulations on coming back home and opening up this new restaurant in my adopted hometown of Lakeland. It's called Home Court by Tracy McGrady, and you're a couple of days away from opening. How's it been for you so far, T-Mac?
You know what? The response from the community has been tremendous, man. It's a lot of love that's coming out from the community about the opening of this restaurant. I couldn't be more thrilled about it.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely excited that you're going to be doing it, and I can't wait to check it out this weekend. I just, before we get into the meat and potatoes of your amazing career, I just have to say I owe you a personal debt of thank you, because what we hope for in this world, Tracy, is to inspire others through our actions. And what I learned when you had your first T-Mac Bowl event in Orlando at the Dowdy Pavilion, which I ended up winning, by the way, no, you know, not trying to gloss myself or anything, but what I saw on that day was a guy who used his position to give back and raise a ton of money for people in need. And I actually took that concept, and we had our own bowling tournament last year before we weren't allowed to do events anymore for the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay, of which I'm the vice president. And we raised $30,000, and it was directly from your inspiration of having a real fun bowling event that we had our own bowling event. So thank you on a personal level for opening my eyes to that so many years ago.
Oh man, that's awesome, man. I love to give back and do charitable things like that, because I know I could have been dealt a different hand. I really understand that, and I take full responsibility of really giving back and try to inspire the community. So I appreciate that compliment, brother.
Yeah, man. Well, it was a great event too, not for nothing, but a guy who can get Shaq to show up. I ended up bowling with one of my friggin' how many guys get to bowl with Stephon Marbury? You walk into an event, you think one thing about an athlete. You know, you see Starbury on the court, and you think, man, this guy's just all business, badass on the court, would just as soon punch you in the face as say hi to you. Couldn't have been any nicer. Him, Boom Dizzle, yeah. Baron Davis. You got a bunch of superstars to play in that. I bet you were real proud of that event.
Yeah, I'm most proud about it because, you know, those guys have busy schedule as well. So it really says a lot about, you know, who I am as a person, how I carry myself, for those guys to actually take time out of their busy schedule and come and be a part of that event. So, you know, kudos to those guys.
And kudos to me for winning that event. No, not for nothing. which, by the way, I got a kick-ass sign frame, Tracy McGrady jersey. We got a photo taken with T-Mac. It was a super fun event. But I want to go back to something early in your life, because I think not a lot of people might know this about you. You play a couple of years of high school basketball in Auburndale, Florida. After being reluctantly pulled into basketball, you loved football, you loved baseball a lot more, but your cousins needed somebody for the pickup games, and you got tired of getting your ass kicked, but for not playing. So you go in, you know, you fall in love with basketball, you play a couple of years in Central Florida, and then you have the balls to go to an Adidas basketball camp. You're probably ranked 175th out of 175 campers, and by the time that camp let out, you had schooled Lamar Odom and every other top prospect in the country to be the number one basketball prospect. Tell me about that moment in your life and what that felt like, and let me know if I got anything wrong, but I don't think I did.
No, you didn't. So there was a time when I was playing at Auburndale High School, and I think my junior year, I was averaging like 25 and 12. You know, pretty well known around Polk County. But outside of Polk County, my name really didn't register with anybody. And on a national team, it didn't register with anybody. And I felt like I had talent that could play with any high school player in the country. And through the grace of God, man, it was a guy that came down from Ocala that had some affiliation with Adidas, introduced me to the Adidas camp that summer after my junior year. And I was the last guy to enter this camp. And all I kept hearing about, you know, prior to going to this camp was Lamar Odom, you know, 6'10" point guard out of New York City. And, you know, in those days when you were 6'10", you were the tallest guy on your team, they were going to make you the center, no matter how skilled you were. They were going to make you the center. And I'm like, man, I've never heard of a guy 6'10 being a freaking point guard.
Right.
So, you know, he was the first guy that I faced at this camp. And this is my opportunity. This is what I've been waiting on. And this is a lesson for all the kids out there. Like, are you ready? Are you really ready when doors open for you for the opportunity, for that chance that you've been waiting on? Like, are you physically and mentally, are you really, really prepared for that? And I was prepared for that. Like, this is what I've been waiting for. And the difference for me is a lot of people, they want something. They want to play basketball. I need more than that. I need it. I needed basketball. I needed this opportunity. But it presented itself. I had nothing to lose. And that guy was standing in my way, and I had to go and show everybody at that camp that, you know, who I was as a basketball player. So after that game, my name started ringing throughout this camp, and people were trying to figure out, who the heck is this kid, Tracy McGrady, out of Florida? So I had the eyeballs on me because of that one game, and I didn't let him down,
man,
after that. So played through that camp and played the best players, outplayed everybody at that camp, and went from the last guy to enter this camp to being the number one person in the country. And that was just over 2 months that my life changed.
Man, and when you look back at it, Tracy, and you think how easily things could have gone one way versus another, what you might be doing today as opposed to talking about a Hall of Fame career, it's mind-blowing. And then you went from there, you did your last year of high school in North Carolina, and then you're thinking to yourself, I don't know, I might like to be a Kentucky Wildcat. They got a good program there. And your high school coach sits you down and says, sure, yeah, that sounds great, but just not for nothing. You're going to be a lottery pick, dude, and Adidas wants to give you a $12 million shoe deal. Why are you going to college?
Yeah, kind of hard to turn that off or down, huh? as an 18-year-old kid. So, yeah, I took my visit to Florida State, took my visit to Kentucky, and when I visited Kentucky, I was like, oh, my God, this is where I want to go to school. Because they just had everything you can ask for from an athlete perspective. Like, they had it all, right? It was just great living if you was a student athlete. So I get back to Durham, North Carolina, and, you know, a few weeks go by. People are projecting me to be a lottery pick, and Adidas wants to offer me a contract, and my coach picks me in his office, like, and just, you know, how you just said it. Like, look, you can go to Kentucky all you want, but Adidas wants to offer you $12 million for 6 years. You want to, you know, go to college, you want to accept this deal. And that's all I needed to hear. I need to call home and ask my mom permission to for go to college and take the $12 million and end the draft. Like, you know, that was music to my ears. Man, as much as I love Kentucky and wanted to go and be a part of that program, that $12 million sounds pretty damn good.
Not too many of us going to turn that down. We're speaking with Tracy McGrady, whose home court by Tracy McGrady Restaurant will open in Lakeland this Wednesday. I know those first couple of seasons in Toronto were rough because of coaching situations, because of you not getting the opportunities that you thought you might. Were there any moments in those darkest hours when you're living in godforsaken Toronto, as opposed to beautiful, sunny Central Florida, that you had thought to yourself, you know, in retrospect, maybe Kentucky wouldn't have been that bad? Or are you able to use it as that gave you motivation to kind of take that next level jump when you went to Orlando?
Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit of both, right? You know, 18-year-old kid, I could have been in college having a great time of my life and playing collegiate basketball, walking around college campuses, doing that whole thing, right? Could have experienced that. And, you know, here I am going through turbulent times in my rookie year because I had a coach that doesn't really agree with, you know, how I approach the game, or, you know, just having a young kid, you know, be a part of his plan. And, you know, it was rough, trying to figure out, okay, where do I fit in this guy's rotation and what's the move? So I think, you know, kudos to Isaiah Thomas recognizing that, you know, it wasn't going to work with the coach and myself and our relationship. So that only happened for half of a season. And that coach was fired during the All-Star break. And one of my assistant coaches who I worked out with every day and just really kept me afloat and kept my confidence high during those turbulent times. And when he took over, he gave me structure, right? Gave me structure and gave me some goals that I had to reach in order for me to get on the court and really fill my minutes up in my rookie season. And that's what really got me through it. Another situation that got me through it, having good friends like Kobe Bryant at that time. And, you know, Kobe went through the same thing. He, you know, was struggling his rookie year, felt like he should have went to college because of how he was being treated by not only his coach, but by his teammates. And we stayed on the phone faithfully my rookie year just to get me through that. And, you know, he helped me tremendously. I finally got through it. And, you know, the rest is history. I built my confidence up and just worked on my game. And, I turned out to be a pretty good player.
I would say that's an understatement. A player that Kobe Bryant, by the way, said was the most difficult player he ever had to guard, Tracy McGrady. And then, you know, a lot of people want to interject their own feelings into other people's career paths. I believe that we all walk the path we're supposed to walk. People say, oh, if you had stayed in Toronto with Vince, then blah, blah, blah. And if it had worked out with Grant Hill, then blah, blah, blah. You always struck me as a guy who made the best of your situation, gave your best effort, and then you just let other people have their opinions about your career. But no matter what way you look at it, dude, I've been a Magic fan since 89. I've never seen a supporting cast as bad as some of those teams that you played on. And that's no disrespect to them. It's just when you think you're going to be playing with Grant Hill and you end up having to carry a team and be triple teamed every freaking game and you still bust out for 50 sometimes, that's a hell of a career, my dude.
Yeah, it is. Do I wish things were a lot better with my 4 years in Orlando? Of course. You know, but that wasn't in the cards for me. If I had a healthy Grant Hill during those 4 years, there's no doubt we would have played for a championship. No doubt in my mind. But,
same.
You know, that's just right. That's just the cards that I was dealt, and I had to make the best of what I had.
Yep.
I enjoyed playing with Darryl Armstrong and Bo Outlaw, Pat Garrity, and those guys. I enjoyed it because they allowed me to blossom into the player that I became. If it wasn't for them giving me that opportunity and allowed me to go out and do what I was able to do, now, who knows what would have happened. But they allowed me to come in as a young player, be the leader of that team, be the go-to guy for that team, and sacrifice, you know, part of their game for me to be who I became. So, you know, although, you know, things didn't work out the way I wanted to or the way the team wanted, you know, things to work out, you know, I don't take anything from it, you know, because it is what it is. You know, we didn't have a healthy Grant Hill. And, you know, we all know you need great talent in the NBA to win ball games. That's why you see all these super teams.
No doubt. And you mentioned three of my all-time favorite Magic players in Pat Garrity, Darryl Armstrong, and, of course, hey, yo, Tracy, what up? This Bo Outlaw right here, big Bo from Houston, barking up to everybody on the court. That guy was something else, wasn't he?
Hey, I'm not even going to lie. I actually thought Bo was on this phone.
Oh, what you mean thought, man? I ain't got nothing going on. I'm a community ambassador or something for the Magic, Tracy.
Hey, you had me in the beginning. I was like, hold on, how the hell is Bo?
I should have played that up. We're talking to Tracy McGrady. He's got Home Court by Tracy McGrady in Lakeland opening up on Wednesday. John Senning, what do you have for T-Mac?
Tracy, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about the NBA, older guys, they long for the days of the bad boy Pistons and that super physical style. You were actually a part of the generation that was the bridge between two generations. What are the biggest differences in the game and the players themselves between when you got in the league to when you were on your way out?
Well, I just think, you know, it was more grown man in the league when I first came in. You gotta tell you, we had the Karl Malone, the Alonzo Mournings, and the Ben Wallaces, like Charles Oakley, the Davis boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had some real group big groups and forces in the game. Nowadays, you know, these big guys, not to take anything away from them because they're highly skilled, but more of a finesse league. And, you know, it's more jumpers, three-point shooting, a lot more offense in today's game. You can't really touch these guys. You can't really breathe on these guys or it's a foul. So it's more of a the game today is really just predicated on offense. And I don't even know how you defend guys that are so skilled in today's game. And back in our days, you know, the paint was just so crowded. You had to be extremely skilled. You had to be able to shoot the ball to really be effective, because when you look at teams like Detroit, those really great, great defensive teams that had the enforcers and had great perimeter defenders, it was tough. You really just couldn't get to the paint like that because of great team defense and the concepts back then. But now you have such, you know, great shooting at all five positions, where it's a positionless basketball game. You know, your firemen are out shooting a bunch of threes nowadays, so it's totally different. I don't know how I feel about it. You know, would I have liked to play in it? Absolutely. You know, because maybe I'll still be playing if I played in the league today. You know, not getting beat up by Detroit and those physical teams back in the day, and taking some of those beatings.
Man, I got to apologize for that Detroit series. When the Magic were up 3-1, I was sitting courtside, and I started taunting Mehmet Okur, who was sitting on the Pistons bench. And I'm like, Mehmet, 3-1, bitch, no way y'all are coming back from that, 3-1. So, people might have blamed you. People might have blamed other people. This was all on me, Tracy. I got overconfident, and I cost the Magic that series, and I'd like to apologize to you for that. It was all on me.
Man, yeah, that was a pretty tough series, to be up 3-1 against the number one seed. He was up to make history. They made some adjustments, and, Chauncey Billups, he was incredible.
Brutal. Chauncey. I still have nightmares about Chauncey and Rip Hamilton, and oh my God, that was brutal. Let's move off of that very quickly. Tracy McGrady's restaurant will open up. It is called Home Court by Tracy McGrady. It'll open up Wednesday. Are you going to be a strong presence at this place? Is it going to be like when I went to Vince Carter's restaurant in Daytona Beach and you see him bussing tables and cooking up in the back, Tracy?
Well, I will be present. I don't know about cooking up anything. That's why I hired a chef. I can't cook a damn thing. So I will be present, but I'm not going to be back there cooking your meals. You don't want me to do that.
You're probably right.
I gotta keep the reputation of the restaurant and what we're trying to build on.
Well, good, man. I'm looking forward to getting out there. I'll be there this weekend, man. And thanks again for the time. And as a Magic fan, I have to say, I always felt like you were going to see something special. We did a couple of broadcasts from Magic games, and I feel like we were in the building when you put up 58. And that was such a joy to be able to go to a game and have that as a possibility. I knew John Weisbrod pretty well. He lived in my parents' neighborhood. I didn't think he was the right fit for the NBA, let alone the Magic. He was a hockey guy. I know. He was a hockey guy trying to have a hockey mentality in the NBA, and that was just a bad fit for everybody. And had that not happened, I think you might have stayed in Orlando your entire career. Is that right?
Well, there is no doubt, I would have stayed, but, you know, management chose him over me because he was part of family, and you know, it's just unfortunate, man, that that situation. There's no way I wanted to leave. I love my 4 years. That last year was brutal, but the years prior to that, before he took over, it was some of the best days of my life, man. I'm telling you, playing with Daryl and playing in front of, you know, that crowd in the arena, having a fat guy running around the arena, just that atmosphere. It was the best days of my life. And it started when I was younger. And I went to the playoff game, watching my favorite player, watching Penny, and just seeing that. And I always envisioned myself playing in that arena. So when I signed there, it was like the greatest thing for me and my family. And not only the family, but the whole city of Arbondale, too. To be playing in front of my friends and my family every single night, man. I was home. So
So why would I want to leave that? And I tried to tell management that, and they didn't want to listen to me. So I had to do what was best for me. But, you know, as I look back, I just wish, you know, things had went differently and they would have listened to me and, you know, would have had the opportunity to play with Dwight Howard.
Ooh, man.
That would have been special.
That would have been special, and I feel like you could have maybe had an influence on his life as well, and things would have turned out differently. But yeah. You know what, Tracy? Things turn out the way they turn out. You're a legend and a Hall of Famer, and you got a great restaurant concept opening up Wednesday in Lakeland, Home Court by Tracy McGrady. Before we let you go, we're going to give away a prize next to our listeners by playing a game called Played with T-Mac or Couldn't Hold Me Back, where I will give a player, and they have to tell whether they were a teammate of yours in one of your various teams or if they competed against you. I'm going to throw a name at you, and you tell me if this was one of your teammates or if you didn't play with this guy. You ready?
Yep.
Patrick Ewing.
Played with him.
Orlando Magic, 2001-2002. Not a lot of people remember that Ewing spent a couple of years in Orlando and I believe a year in Seattle before retiring. You probably know all your teammates.
And I think they don't want to remember. I don't even think PE wants to remember Magic uniform.
Some guys have a hard time letting go, as you know, Tracy. Speaking of that, though, your cousin Vince, you got to be so proud of that dude for playing until he was 62 years old. That was amazing.
No, Vince had a hell of a career, man. To play that many years. To really still have the love to get up and go to practices, to prepare yourself for another season. I mean, that just shows you how much he really loved the game. Because I know my last few years, I didn't look forward to going to practice. Like, I was mentally exhausted. I had lost it, man. It's like, you know, I got burnt out. This is too much.
Yeah.
And for him to last that long, that's incredible.
It is, and you had an incredible career yourself, my friend. I appreciate the time very much. We're going to look for you at Home Court by Tracy McGrady this week, opening in Lakeland. Anytime we can do anything to help you, let us know. All right, Tracy?
Hey, guys. Thank you, man. Bless
you. Bless you, too, man. Thank you. Well, that was cool.
It's good. Real good.
He's an interesting cat. He's one of those, a couple of things happened differently in his career, and we're talking about him like a LeBron or a Kobe. If for whatever reason he stayed with Vince for a couple more years, I think they would have won championships. If he had stayed in Orlando, he would have had Dwight in his rookie season. Dwight Howard and Tracy McGrady on the same team.
Oh, man.
But, like I said, things work out the way they work out. And he's a legend. Thanks, Tracy. Let's come back then and play that game. Played with T-Mac or Couldn't Hold Me Back. Next.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.